AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A federal judge has prohibited separating migrant families at the U.S. border for 8 years. Norman Hall explains.
The decision bars the separation of families at the border for purposes of deterring immigration. The ruling preemptively blocks resumption of a lightning rod Trump-era policy the former president hasn't ruled out if voters return him to the White House next year. Judge Dana Sabra, appointed by President George W. Bush, tentatively approved a court settlement between the Justice Department and families represented by the American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU says no one formally objected, clearing the way to end the case nearly 7 years after it was filed. Under the Trump administration, the policy separated more than 5,000 children from parents who were arrested for illegally entering the country. I'm Norman Hall.
Michigan teenager Ethan Crumbly has been sentenced to life in prison for killing 4 students and wounding more at Oxford High School in 2021. Judge Kwame Rowe.
Sentences of the court is that defendant shall serve life without the possibility of parole.
At the UN Security Council, the U.S. has vetoed a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, and U.S. employers added a healthy 199,000 jobs last month. Jackie Quinn has more.
The proportion of Americans working is more than 60%, near pre-pandemic levels.
Fantastic report.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
Lots of jobs, very low unemployment, solid wage growth.
The unemployment rate dropped to 3.7%. More migrants and older workers are re-entering the job market, although some of that reflects striking workers coming back. Zandi says the solid labor report signals a soft landing from inflation.
I think the Fed's going to look at this and report along with other recent data and conclude that they're finished with their rate hikes.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. A Hollywood fundraising blitz for President Biden. Sagar Magani has details.
The president stayed away from raising money in the Los Angeles area during the writers and actors strike. Now that it's over, he'll be back in Southern California to court Hollywood cash, starting tonight in Santa Monica. At an event organized by director Steven Spielberg.
The numbers all go to 11.
Rob Reiner. And singer Barbara Streisand. While she won't perform, Lenny Kravitz will. Between them, the president and first lady will attend 6 fundraisers in roughly 36 hours. Organizers say he should raise more money this weekend than in any similar time frame since announcing his re-election bid. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.